Hi, everybody, and welcome to Chicago for Game 4 of the preseason between the Chicago Bears and the Cleveland Browns. The Browns falling in this game, and thanks for watching on ClevelandBrowns.com and on the mobile app. He's Nathan Zagura. I'm Andy Baskin. Okay, let's get to it. They lost this game 24-0, Nathan, and there weren't that many bright spots, but I can think of a couple.
Well, in the words of the late, great Gorilla Monsoon, mercifully, this one is over, and it was, finally. Some bright spots on the offense. Josh Lenz, again, a nice accounting of him for himself. Played a little safety, had four catches on the day. I think he is a good bet to end up on this team's practice squad if they are so fortunate to be able to keep him. Terrence West, 51 yards of total offense. He looked good in the first half, getting more extensive work than I thought he probably would. Defensively, Billy Winn, I thought, answered the bell. Felt like he needed to come out and have a strong game, and did that. Couple tackles for loss, was wreaking havoc along that defensive line. Hayes Pollard, also the inside linebacker, the rookie out of USC, a very strong game from him. I don't know if he can crack this team, but again, another guy who could be a good bet to make the practice squad and contribute in the future.
All right, Nathan, we got to see Terrell Pryor tonight for the first time. They couldn't find him on the field. I think he was open on one play. He was trying to get open, but they just couldn't get him the ball.
Yeah, the offensive line struggled. Seven sacks on the day, so late, long developing route combinations. They didn't really have much success, and Pryor was open on one deep dig, but there was no time for the quarterback to get him the ball. Didn't even get a target on the day, and that's disappointing. You'd want to see him get a target. We talked about them scheming to get him involved, and you never got to see it. But what you did see is Terrell Pryor lined up as a personal protector on a punt, and then you saw him as a quarterback doing a couple read option plays. Why do you see that? Because that means to me he's making this team. They want the Jets to prepare for it, and they won't know until an hour and a half before the game if he's actually active or not. So I don't think it has any bearing on that, but a pretty good sign that Terrell Pryor is going to make this team.
All right, the other guy that made a statement tonight, again, we talked about a little bit about it, was Josh Lenz. Does he make the team, and how many wide receivers make this team? And he also played defensive back.
Yeah, I just think the numbers game is going to be tough for Josh Lenz, because you look at what he could bring to this team, a nice possession receiver out of the slot, and you've already got Andrew Hawkins. You've already got Taylor Gabriel. You've already got Brian Hartline kind of in those roles. Dwayne Bowe, I think, is going to make this team, as I've said it multiple times. He'll be on the team. So with Travis Benjamin, with Marlon Moore, with Terrell Pryor, and then does Vince Mailey make it? You're looking at seven, maybe eight if Mailey makes the team. He's a fourth-round pick. Fourth-round pick's going to get the benefit of the doubt out over a guy like Josh Lenz. And Mailey actually had a couple nice hand catches today, didn't drop the football, so that was good to see. Even made a couple special teams tackles as well. So it could be eight, maybe seven, but a lot of guys in that room.
All right, Nathan, it's going to be a fun day as we head towards Saturday at 4 o'clock. We'll get that final cut. And don't forget to watch us on Channel 5 as we've got our season preview coming up at 11 o'clock in the morning on Sunday. So watch that and you check that out. And thank you for watching on ClevelandBrowns.com and on the Cleveland Browns mobile app.